Well, you know, this is the time of year when investors start looking at their portfolios and looking at their realized gains and losses year to date and start putting together a plan to how they want to finish out the year. And this is a great time to get into the business of what is known as harvesting any tax losses that you may have. Now, I realize that tax losses are hard to come by in a bull market of this magnitude. After all, the S&P 500 made another new all-time closing high just this past week at 2597 and finished out the week at 2582, showing a 15.3% index gain. The index right now 15.3% higher than it was to start the year. And so there are not so many losses out there. We're not going to complain about that, of course. But the reality is that they're relatively scarce these days at these levels of the market. But still, you can harvest tax losses here and there where they might be. And you can use those losses, if you have any, as offsets against gains. And this is something that you definitely want to take a look at in the weeks ahead. You have until the close of business on the final trading day of the year. And this year, the final trading day of the year will be December the 29th. Because of the way the calendar fleshes out, December the 29th, Friday, will be the final trading session of the calendar year, the final day that you can, for example, take a loss to offset a gain on your 2017 results. So you take a look at your portfolio and you recognize that these tax losses, as such as they may be, can save you a lot of money because the top rate on short-term capital gains, including the healthcare tax, is 43.4%. So if you have, to give you an example, if you have $100 in gains and you can take $100 in losses to offset those gains, you have just saved $43.40 at the federal level on an offset against short-term capital gains. So harvesting your tax losses is a great way for you to reduce your tax bill for the calendar year that we are in right now. Now, in addition to that, your capital losses can be greater than your capital gains, up to $3,000 in terms of your tax filing. That's right. You can write off losses against your ordinary taxable income by up to $3,000. This is for marrieds filing separately, and that's a good deal. If you have more than that in losses, you can carry those forward for future years. They do not expire during your lifetime. So there's something to consider, not only to offset any gains if you have losses, but also to take an additional $3,000 in losses to write off against your ordinary income. And if you're in the top federal bracket, that could save you as much as 43.4% on the amount you take in losses, especially if you're writing them off against short-term capital gains. Now, we're talking about taxable accounts here. We are not talking about tax-privileged accounts such as the 401k, 403b, 457, or IRA-type account. We're talking about harvesting tax losses for use in taxable accounts. Also, we want to be aware that there are some provisions in terms of how you do this that you want to be aware of in order to steer clear of the wash sale rule. The wash sale rule states that if you sell a security and take a loss, and buy the same or substantially identical security within 30 days prior to or after the sale, that you're going to have that loss disallowed for current income tax purposes. So you want to make sure you avoid the wash sale rule. There are two ways to do it. Actually, there are three ways to do it. Let's talk about the one that involves no timeline at all, and that is to find a replacement security that will allow you to take a loss and then replace the security even on the same day and go on from there. Now, here's an example. Suppose, and this is a hypothetical at this level of the market, suppose you had a position in the S&P 500, the spiders, and suppose you took a loss by selling your spiders, and you wanted, though, to maintain your market position, you could replace it the same day with Victor Tango India, the total stock market index, exchange-traded fund. Both of these would be exchange-traded funds. So you have the exchange-traded mutual fund symbol SPY. You have a hypothetical loss which you take because you want it for your tax return to offset gains or offset income. But you reinvest the money the same day in Victor Tango India, the VTI exchange-traded mutual fund. I don't think anybody would ever give you a hard time about that. You didn't have to wait one way or the other. You didn't have to worry about the wash sale rule. Why? Because you replaced your sold security with a replacement security that was not identical. There's no way that you could call a total stock market index exchange-traded mutual fund identical to the S&P 500. It includes the S&P 500, but includes thousands of additional stocks. That's a perfect example of how you'd be able to do something like this. Not always that easy to find a replacement security, but that's a golden example right there. There are other ways to avoid the wash sale rule. One is to double up. So, for example, you have a security you want to take a loss in. Maybe it's from years ago. Maybe it's a stock of a company gone sour, whatever it may be. And you decide, you know what? I want to take that loss, but I do not want to give up my position. So what you do is, let's say it's 100 shares of a stock. And what you do is, toward the end of November, you buy another 100 shares of the stock. So now you have doubled up your position. And then at the end of December, you have to wait 30 days, but at the end, wait 31 days actually. At the end of December, you sell the original shares and you take your loss. So you sold the original shares at the end of December. You took your loss for tax purposes. And you had already replaced the position in late November by buying 100 shares, the same number of shares you owned. And there you go. So then you retain the original position plus the new position for 31 days. You sell the old stock, the original stock, take your loss, and then you skate forward with the new position, which is the same number of shares beyond that 31 days, 100 shares. That's one way. There's another way. You sell the position at the end of December, and then you wait 31 days to buy it back. Now, the thing there is you have no way of knowing whether the stock will be higher or lower 31 days after you sell it. You'll be out of the position for 31 days. So that's the other side of that. So you pick your poison in that case. You don't pick your poison in the case of finding a replacement security, because when you find a replacement security, you still maintain your position in a very similar but not identical security. The key here is you cannot buy a substantially identical security. There have to be some differences, such as are obvious in moving from a spider to a total stock market index exchange-traded mutual fund. And you pick your poison if you're going to double up or you're going to wait and then be out 31 days. But in the case of picking up something that is similar, there you have the position and you're still in. So those are the rules with reference to the wash sale. You want to be very careful that you do not run afoul of those rules. But it does make sense. It makes good sense for you to think about the harvesting of losses in order to offset gains or even offset up to $3,000 in ordinary income for taxable accounts. And this is all part of what you can be thinking about between now and year end. Obviously, you never make taxes alone your only consideration when you're investing. There are a lot of things to consider. Taxes matter, but a lot of other things matter too. So you keep your eye on your investment objectives. You keep your eye on your asset allocation and keeping costs down. But at the same time, if you're looking at a situation where you can offset a gain with a loss, the way we just described, there are plenty of options available.